Mimi Sheridan is the James Beard Award-winning doyen of food writers with some 6 decades in the business. She served as the New York Times restaurant critic. She's written for many magazines, including Condé Nast Traveler, Harper's Bazaar, Town & Country. She's studied cooking at Le Cordon Bleu in Paris, lectured at Cornell's Hotel and Restaurant School. In other words, Mimi Sheridan knows food. So who better to turn to compile a list of 1,000 foods to eat before you die? That's the name of her latest book, which includes American staples like apple pie and brownies, but also English jellied eel and the famously smelly Southeast Asian fruit durian. Mimi Sheridan's book is 1,000 Foods to Eat Before You Die, a food lover's life list, and she joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
What prompted this?
What prompted this was a predecessor along the same lines called 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. Mm. And I was at a dinner party seated with the author, Patricia Schultz, of that book. And she gave me a copy of her book. And I took it home and thought, why not foods?
Right.
And I sort of let the idea sink in, hoping it would disappear because I knew it would be a tremendous task once I undertook it, as it indeed turned out to be. And it was due in 2 years, and it took almost 10.
It took 10 years to do this. In fact, you say the hard part wasn't coming up with the list. It was whittling it down to the 1,000.
That was part of it. When I just started randomly making a list, I had almost 1,800 things in it. But the thing that took very long was finding sources for every single thing in a book. One way or another, anyone can try any of the 1,000 foods that they have to eat before they die.
Let's talk about the one that I mentioned. This is the spiky-looking fruit popular in Southeast Asia, durian. You, as others, write about how it smells. It's been compared to rotting onions, to sewage. Why do we have to try it?
Well, because it has a very subtle taste, which is completely different than the aroma. And try it just out of curiosity to see what you think of it. Many years ago, I was on the island of Bali. It was 1960. It was fairly primitive then. And there were many local fruit markets. And at the durian stand, you were permitted to cut the melon open to see if you were happy with it for a premium. And there out in the hot sun, all the cut-open melons really were made a very, very heady, gaseous atmosphere. However, I had durian ice cream in a restaurant in Beijing, and it was really delicious. The strong flavor ameliorated by the cream and the ice cream made it quite a lovely, subtle dessert.
Okay, so durian goes on your bucket list, your food bucket list. I'm looking at the American section. You've got this divided into sections of the world. There's pecan pie, there's chowders, Manhattan, and New England. There's also peanut butter and Oreos.
Separately.
Yes, but that
not
they made
together.
Some people might think, but this is Mimi Sheridan, you know, food writer. Make the case
for
Oreos.
You have to know what's low down and inexpensive and what the world is eating. The first two items I thought of when I started to make the list was frozen Milky Way and caviar. And that seemed to delineate the focus of the book.
Right.
There are many humble things, but good examples of them. And then the expected exotica, foie gras, truffles, and so on.
Well, then you give us the history of the Oreo, just a little over 100 years old. And peanut butter, it looks like you say just put it on a piece of toast.
Well, peanut butter is wonderful food. And I do explain in there how I made my own. So there can be gourmet peanut butter and there can be commercial peanut butter. Well, and I advocate the best kind.
Well, I'm just flipping through. There's gravlax in Scandinavia and pogacka in Eastern...
Pogacka in
that?
Hungary.
What's that?
A very buttery, mildly flavored biscuit that is generally salty but sometimes sweet.
Yeah. And there's 1,000 here. But can you name just a couple favorites? Not everyone's going to have the opportunity to plow through 1,000. What should we not miss?
I think you should not miss linguine with white clam sauce if you haven't had it. Kulabiak of salmon, if you can find it, is absolutely an epic dish to have.
And what is that?
That is salmon enfolded in a pastry crust with layers of rice and dill stuck together with a substance that is the nerve of a sturgeon spinal column called visiga. And that is a very grand dish, as is a French dish called pheasant souvaroff, in which pheasant is sautéed with foie gras, black truffles, Madeira wine, and baked in a cocotte, the cover of which is sealed to the bottom of the pot with a bread crust. And when it is finished and the cover is lifted off, the amazing aroma of the wine and the truffles and all is almost a feast in itself.
And for dessert, an Oreo.
If not a profiterole, or my favorite, île flottante, floating islands.
Huh. Mimi Sheridan, her new book is 1,000 Foods to Eat Before You Die, a Food Lover's Life List. It's the ultimate bucket list of food. Mimi Sheridan, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.